Tape number 6. Side 2. Track 2. Honeysuckle. Transverse Coast. Pass number 8.
The cabin is running a little bit hotter today than it has been in the sea. like this particular PTC alignment gets more sun in the cabin than we've seen before.
All right, so what kind of temperature are you recording now?
About 78. I just put the window shades up, that'll cool it down.
Oh, okay.
And you want me to take the pitch and yaw out of rate command, right?
That's permanent. You just put in minimum impulse and then we'll watch.
There you are.
Okay, thank you.
Have fun.
Alright. And I'm at quad temperature. The upper limit of that thing is 105 degrees on the bottle. So we're well below that. We've been watching it, and it is tracking, although it tracks very slowly as you roll the spacecraft. The temperature sure seems to be a little sluggish, but it is frozen center. And talking a little bit more about that one right now. You might tell him the next time he goes to work with the Opti. But when he works on the trunnion, he'll go ahead and recycle the zero optic switch. He can avoid the problem we had prior to mid-course correction 4. And mid-course correction number 6 right now looks like 0. And mid-course correction number 7 is approximately 2 feet per second.
Okay, Ken, we've got on the checklist to initiate cabin cold soak. This involves evaporating, and I don't think we wanted to do that.
Okay, we've talked that over with Fido, and at 12 hours out, everyone seems to think that we don't need to do it there. But in close, it doesn't seem to have any effect on the trajectory. And what's been suggested, if you'd like, we can go over the entry checklist and just kind of walk through it on the air with all the people in the console. Right now you have the team that will be performing the entry session with you, so we can go over the checklist and run down any questions that you might have. That's up to you.
That's fine, let's do it. I've got one right here. I'm lonesome anyway.
Okay, give us a few minutes to pull ourselves together and get on here. like to have you take it back and set up the PTC pointing again at a pitch of 10 and yaw 45 and set up the PTC under control and then turn your jets back to minimum impulse and give us a mark when you've done that and we'll time the drift rates down here.
Okay. Okay, Ken, I've got them all damped out about as low as I can get them.
Okay, fine.
I'll put in a roll right now.
Thank you.
Takes three actuations to get about, that's about a degree and a half, or a tenth of it, 1.15 degrees per second.
Okay, and give me a mark when you release the rate command and picking you off.
I haven't even got them on.
Oh, okay, fine.
When I gave you that mark, that was it.
Real fine, thank you.
It's much more sensitive today than it was when it was heavy.
All right.
Well, the old Earth is getting bigger.
Good deal. Going in the right direction, then.
Yeah, I was beginning to get worried. call me if you see the gimbal angle start to get near gimbal lock or anything. I'm a little drowsy still, and I don't want to end up with another no attitude light. One's enough.
All right, Roger. Will do. following you.
Go ahead, Ken.
Okay, would you reinitialize the PTC attitude and let's try that one more time?
Okay. Is it sleepy out down there, too?
Say again, please.
I say, is it sleepy out down there?
No, it's getting pretty good now. I think it is getting sleepy up there, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, well, what you believe is that the north beat the south 3-0, and they did that all with a first quarter field goal.
Very good. When was the east-west game?
All about Saturday.
Next Saturday?
Yes, sir. And Frank, we're going over the checklist right now, and I'll get back with you on the entry checklist in a few more minutes.
Okay, Ken. I think it's a pretty good one. That's one thing we've practiced a lot. But we might as well let everybody know what we're doing.
All right.
Ken, while we're just killing time here, some couple of anomalies we've noticed. The booties, you know, for these in-flight coveralls, mine are frayed very badly and I had to take them off. Also, we had one Y adapter with an open in it. the lightweight headsets were kind of useless.
All right.
I take that back. I didn't really mean to say that. The lightweight heads, what I really meant to say was that the lightweight headsets are useless.
Okay.
But these Snoopy hats are pretty comfortable, and we've worn them the whole time.
Yeah, I noticed that on TV.
Ken, one thing we're going to do on these suits, we're going to stow them up, one under each seat, the way North American suggested.
All right. And don't be putting the helmets in food storage?
Yeah, I think we'll put the helmets in the food storage, and any stuff that we have to take out of there, we'll just stick in the suits.
Oh, okay.
The weather still good out there?
Oh, it's not quite as clear as it was yesterday, but sure is nice and balmy.
No, I mean out at 165 west. Thank you.
and perhaps some scattered showers in the area. And this is forecast for the 27th at 1600 Zulu.
Very good, we'll be there.
Yeah, I'm sure you will.
Something goes way through my... We're going to have to sit in this thing for about 45 minutes, I guess.
Okay, we'll put in a kit for some small weight.
Tell Jerry Hammack that if the waves gets high, it's his fault.
Thank you. Holloway, Houston.
Go ahead.
Okay, why don't you drive it back over to the PTC attitude and put it back in attitude hold for the roll. And we're going back in and reviewing the DTO requirements. You had about the same results as looks like on a cursory analysis all three times. So we're going to take another look and see if there's any reason to do it again. If so, I will call you. But you go ahead and put it back in attitude hold now.
Okay, Ken, thank you.
Houston, Apollo 8, radio check.
Loud and clear, Apollo 8.
Okay, Kent, thank you.
All right, it's taking us a little longer to go through and rehash all of the empty checklists than I thought, and we're just about to wrap it up now.
No problem. Just keep an eye on the gimbal angles for me. Give me a call.